Hey everybody, this is Maite reporting from Lumen Field in Seattle, and I have a few friends with me. No Poderosas today, but we have friends from other groups, friends that are currently unaffiliated, but super fans nonetheless. But I'm going to have you guys go one by one and introduce yourself, and if you have supporters group, shout them out. If not, then give pronouns or something. All right, sounds good.
My name is Amanda Mayberry. My pronouns are she, her.
My name is Paloma. My pronouns are she, her.
My name is Liz. My pronouns are she and her.
And shout out to Liz because she has contributed greatly to ACFC. She was the designer of our latest huge Hispanic Heritage Month TIFO. So congrats. That really went really well.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, let's talk about it. Obviously, this is a very tough loss. It's our first playoffs ever. And we fought like the entire 90 minutes like absolute madmen. How are you guys feeling about our performance? I'll start with you, Amanda.
A super strong performance. We fought all the way to the end. It was a really good game. I'm gutted. It's very hard to not cry right now.
Agreed.
I think it's kind of a little bit of whiplash from the last game, because the last game it was like raining goals, everybody got a goal. That's not what we usually do, so that's but that's like in our recent past. And this game we totally grounded out. You know, we were good on defense, we were good on offense, we were fighting for the ball. Angelina, our goalie, was amazing. Everything was good, you know, like you just have one small moment when things change. And that's what happened, but I'm proud of our team still.
I'm very proud of our team. Very, very proud of our girls.
Always proud. How are you feeling, Chicken Wing?
Exactly, like they mentioned, they fought to the very end. They showed so much grit, especially in the previous performance. Angelina came in strong as always. Everybody came in strong, and we're just so proud of them. We can't be disappointed. Mm-hmm. They fought to the end.
I can't even argue with, like, the lineup was great. We put in all our efforts. Angelina made great saves. It's not like, I don't feel like we went wrong. I do feel like we had some tired legs.
I mean,
I don't know how you guys feel, but I think maybe earlier subs could have helped. And that's just maybe how I feel. Terrible calls. We can talk about that for days. There's some awful, awful calls on all our players, honestly.
Yeah, some handballs that went uncalled.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like in this league, almost every game, the reffing is not good. You know, we're always dealing with terrible calls, and it's easy to be like the reffing sucked, because it did, but you know, we just needed one extra little push.
We needed to put the ball behind the net.
We needed to put the ball in the net, and we've had some problems previously with that. Last game, we didn't have any problems. I think it also shows how much quality they have on the Rain team, because I thought the Thorns are a great team, and we destroyed them, and the Rain really put up a fight, so respect to them.
Absolutely. I mean, this was now officially Aropino's last Lumen Field game, last Seattle game. She played really well. I usually have a lot of negative things to say about her, and I know I'm alone in that, but she played well. How do you guys think the other team performed?
The other team, Seattle, they performed very great. I mean, they kept constantly attacking, finding the open spaces. But like I mentioned before, Angelina, she held it strong until the very end.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, I think it could have been our game. I think they got lucky.
1,000%. They did get lucky. 1,000%.
Especially with the timing. I think if we'd had a few more minutes, I think we could have gotten them back.
That was frustrating because, I mean, clearly they were wasting time in a variety of ways.
Oh, yes. My gosh.
Pretending to be injured, subbing players on, doing all
walking
sorts of nonsense.
Walking instead of, you know, being efficient with the subs.
And I know it's a strategy, but it is frustrating to feel like we kind of lost due to some of that potentially.
That momentum.
Right.
The shift.
Exactly. They pretty much covered everything that I was going to say. Yeah, like they said, fish luck wasted some time right there, especially on the subs. Instead of jogging it out, they walked it out. And it's just very frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's hard to talk about the game, so I'll move on and talk a little bit about what our experiences have been, our very short experiences have been so far in this away Seattle game, because I think maybe people have a curiosity to that.
I mean, I feel like it's been a positive experience overall. I haven't felt any, weird bad vibes
weird
or anything. No.
This is honestly my first away game.
Hey. Including San Diego?
Hey. Thank you so much, especially with the supporters group. It's always a blessing to be with them. I brought some friends as well. I have a friend that came from Canada to support ACFC.
Go Canada. Oh, Canada.
But it's honestly it was a blessing regardless of the loss, you know. It was just a memorable experience for me.
Absolutely. I mean, we all come together when we, especially when we're away, we come together and we hold on tight.
Yeah, and we don't normally sit in the supporter section in BMO, but every time we go with the supporters at away games, we love to be, you know,
get loud,
just right in the middle of stuff, and to bring our voices, because at BMO they don't necessarily need our voices as much, but as supporters, if there's a couple dozen of us, we really like to bring that energy and support our team.
For sure, and I also want to commend you specifically, because you and I collaborated a little bit, and you know, we wanted to put out our own message regarding Palestine. We had some drama recently at our stadium, and we came here, you know, determined to not be quiet. And on the other side, on LOL Reign's supporting section, they had a Palestine flag up.
Yeah, they put it up periodically. I saw it a few times.
And you know what happened? Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. So curious, but. Yeah, thank you so much for helping me out with that and collaborating with me on that. I'm happy.
I think there's a lot of people who have really strong emotions about it, and really our club is about being a community and listening to other people and respecting them. And I think this was a horrible, challenging experience, but we're learning from it. The front office is learning. The supporters are learning. Hopefully we can be more patient and collaborative with each other in the future as we kind of work through some differences of opinion. And, I mean, this is, like, one of the worst things that can happen in the world, right? You know, like, the situation in the Middle East is as bad as it's been in my lifetime.
Stakes are so high.
Yeah, so it's really a pressure cooker situation, but I'm glad that we were able to say something that felt right to us and to express how important the issue is and that we need to have a ceasefire.
The birds have just swarmed Lumen Field. Wow,
I think
okay.
They're looking for the trash, maybe. Because the birds are, like, having a fucking party.
Yeah. How do you feel about how we showed out today?
We showed out strong, to be honest. If you look around, like I said, this is my first time being out here at an away game with the support section. They were just so loud. Everybody was so loud and cheering. And even after the Seattle, you know, LOL Reign scored, they were all so loud. They didn't stop cheering. They kept raising their scarves, you know. And it's just, like I said, it's a blessing.
Yep,
to
we
see
show
this
the
community
love.
Come together, you know.
Always, always.
Buenas y las malas, right, Paloma?
Buenas y las malas.
Exactly.
I think my favorite thing was we were sad at the end of the game. It was over. The players were sad. And it took a moment for us to collect ourselves. But then we cheered a few different rounds, a few different cheers to show the players that we're not going anywhere, that they tried their best, we tried our best. We're still all in it together. And I feel good about that.
We see them, we love them, and we've got their backs.
No matter what.
100%.
They're about to go on international duty, so at least we have a few games following Ensley and Thompson, Vignola.
Yeah, that'll be exciting.
And Vignola, international duty.
So I'm excited to cheer them on. I, you know, it's not over for a few of them, and the rest of them, they have my whole ass heart.
Yeah.
I want to see if Ruby has anything to say.
Ruby!
This is Ruby from Mosaic, by the way. Everybody knows who she is.
I think the first half, in that final third, we were not converting. We weren't doing. We needed to work on stuff. Second half, I think we did good. I think the ref calls definitely cost us, but we also didn't capitalize. We brought in, what, 70th minute Thompson? That was pretty late.
75th,
yeah, 70 something. And then to bring on June, Clarice, and Spencer at the 80th, like,
way too late.
Yeah, those were so delayed. But nobody thought we would be here. I want to cry again. I'm heartbroken, but hey, we go at it again another time.
We stay resilient. I mean, the mini Fortaleza here showed out. All right, guys. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much.
A Crudo Part 2 with AC Pandemonium, because we haven't heard from you guys yet. But how are you feeling post-loss?
Honestly, we are so proud of our team for making it this far. The players had so much heart. They were excited for the game. A few of them had run into them at Pike's Market. They were on fire and ready. So they were excited. They did, you know, like, they've never been in a playoff situation. So this was a new thing for them.
Back inside.
Okay, all right, thank you.
We're getting shuffled while waiting for the bus that the players are in. Excuse all the noise.
But, and, you know, the Reign are used to this, and we are not. So, you know, a lot of our players are used to this playoff situation, and I think they handled themselves well. They were excited for it, but, you know, we came up short, but we'll come back next year and we're proud of them. And that's the thing I think we want them to know.
And this is now Shayla from AC Pandemonium.
I think there's a lot to be proud of, especially with the team having made it to the playoffs just in itself. And given the context of how the first half of the season went and how the second half of the season went, for most of the season, we were out more than we were in. And just being able to be in this position where we can play a playoff game is immense in itself. And it really speaks to the strength of our team and our, and how good Becky Tweed was in that second half.
Head coach, capital H-C.
Not
Becky Tweed.
Yes.
Full tweet ahead. Full tweet.
Choo-choo.
Yes.
I mean, in the end, we're all so proud of our players. And Chastity was speaking to kind of the inexperience of our squad versus the Ola Rain. That just by itself makes us a huge underdog. But we played so well through the last half of the season to even be in Seattle today and having the privilege to play such a good team and be in the game for 87 minutes against a squad that has inaugural players on the team still, World Cup winners, and our squad is so largely inexperienced, but it's always going to be a growing moment, and especially having made the playoffs in our second year and making the playoffs from behind and not having been in the playoff position all year.
Two losses in like 14 games.
I mean, if you look at when Frey was fired at that midpoint of the season, week 11, five of the six teams that were in the playoff position, only five of six made it. We were the only team that came from outside in.
The only bottom six team that cracked it. The only one.
So I think that's just a testament to the strength of our squad and how we can continue to improve, especially once you get a little bit more stability and a few more years under our belt, because we do have a lot of players who are internationals or younger players like Alyssa or, again, MA. Exactly. They're all so young. And for that, a lot of them, it's basically their year one in the league because they missed a lot of time last year. For Alyssa, she's a rookie, right? So, and then we have a rookie goalkeeper in goal.
Who's killing it.
And
Angelina!
I love you, Angelina. You are so good. But I saw some crazy stat, and it wasn't even that crazy. It was Angelina's the first rookie goalkeeper to start in a playoff game since 2013.
Jesus.
And that's the first year the league started.
Damn, okay, well.
So, I mean, just being able to go out and just put our best foot forward, so to say, and be able to hold on to the game for so long, I think is a big positive for the squad.
And still a big dub in our eyes.
Big dub that they were able to come out and hold their ground for so long, even though we did get outplayed in the second half. And yeah, the tactics may have been a little sloppy. The players were a little sloppy.
The ref was a little sloppy.
Yeah, fuck the ref. But, you know, it's our first playoff game and against a very experienced playoff team. If you played a team like North Carolina.
Laura Harvey.
Uh-huh.
Laura Harvey, the next U.S. Women's National Team coach. What?
I mean,
we'll see.
I'm sorry, Maite.
I mean, just based on experience, the Ola Rain were probably the hardest team that we could have played against because they do have so
many. On this turf? Absolutely.
Not on just this turf. Given the context that they're trying to win it for Rapino, they have never won an NFL championship.
They better take it all the way.
And then they're in the middle of a big transaction right now, the team ownership.
Yeah, they are.
Right,
yeah, because of Ola Rain conflict of interest with
Michelle Kang, Washington Spirit.
So yes. They're trying to sell their team, so now they're in like this interim thing, whereas a lot of NWSL teams are, right? Like five or six of them don't have coaches.
Speaking of, did you guys hear about this Freya Kuhn being assistant coach to Adanovsky?
Flacco is planning a deal with Kansas City.
Yeah.
Freya is rumored to be his assistant. They are making zero subs.
That's insane. I mean, you know what? I'd like to go up against that, Casey.
Turn on your lights, bro.
Again,
let him have it.
You can have her.
Being here too, and how turbulent the first half of our season was, the fact that we are even here, and we probably got seeded against the toughest team out of the three other teams that have made the playoffs, we did pretty fucking well in that sense, even though we did get massively outplayed in the second half. And they're also 12 man.
Ish.
But you can tell that the players were out there and they were trying to fight.
They were so tired, but they were trying.
Yeah, they were trying. They were giving their all. It wasn't the same team from last week, but they were giving their all for sure, you know?
And just thinking about how much experience all the Olo Rain players have. And I think our most experienced player on the field was probably Jasmine Spencer. And I'm not even sure she's ever played in a playoff game. She's probably been to a playoff game on the bench.
LaRue.
I mean, just me, but I don't really count anything before 2015 because no one was there watching.
But I know that they all took it to heart because even when they got subbed off, like, MA was just like...
Torn, Endo was torn.
Yeah, I was torn
they
too.
You know, like, I think they all wanted it. They all wanted it, but...
I think they're trying to prove themselves.
In the end, you know, we didn't make the playoffs before, so step by step. 2024, here we come.
That's championship year.
Especially once we get experience.
A team back in. Our experienced players.
A full year with Becky Tweed.
A full year with Becky Tweed.
And just more importantly, like more stability within the squad.
Yeah. What was that?
Kristen Press coming back.
That's right.
Honestly, I think this is between the last game and this game, it is probably the only game where we fielded the same lineup under Becky Tweed two games in a row.
Yeah. And she has learned our players. She has, like, really identified them. Yeah, and see how what connections work, what relationships work on and off the pitch. And that's key when you're building a team is that chemistry and, like, who plays off who works with who, at what time. You know, you need all that timing in, you know, starting and off the bench. You need to know what you're going to do, like, three steps ahead in a chess match. And that's the way it gets played in NWSL. So, yeah, you just got to be, I think next year we've gotten this experience in the playoffs. They got a taste of it. They got a taste within, you know, a playoff experienced team, a team that knows how to, you know, step up to the plate when they need to. I think we could have very well beat them. It wasn't like they didn't beat us outright. It came to the final minutes.
Could have been either team.
It could have been either team. I think they were well balanced, you know, and we did very well. There's nothing to be disappointed.
There's a lot more takeaway for sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Hold your heads up high. Come back 2024. Healthy team with a head coach that is for the whole year. Let's build in the off season and let's fucking go.
And more importantly, it's been a long season for everyone.
Oh yeah.
Especially,
I mean, with World Cup.
I don't really remember anything before Becky Tweed, to be honest. Like, I think about, I'm like, what do you mean the season?
It started in June.
Yeah, I thought the season started in June in San Diego. For all I know, I don't really remember anything before that. But when I do remember that, yeah, we played half of our season under Freya, I'm like, oh my god, this season has been so long. And then I'm sure it's been like emotionally draining for a lot of the players having to in every game have the sense that we do come from behind, right? And that we have been outside
always catching
in.
Up.
We've been outside looking in this whole season.
Yeah, it's been tough, but I'm proud of them. I think everybody's proud of them, and we're about to...
There's a high ceiling.
Yeah.
So much to, like, look forward to. So I'm looking forward to waving them away here at the bus outside of Lumen.
Giving our players, like, a chance to, like, recoup and get to know each other in the off season, in that sense, because we didn't necessarily have a lot of turnover, but there were a lot of key additions that didn't really find their footing until... late in the season. Right.
Johnson.
So hopefully with a little more time, we're able to...
Let us cook.
Yeah, let everyone cook and then under... And let the team grow under the direction that both the GM and the head coach agree with, as we saw in the documentary. That was not a thing that Freya and...
Not copacetic.
And any were... aligned with, and you can tell that it definitely cost us a lot of results, and then we're still kind of not dealing with the fallout, but this roster is still
rebuilding.
Again, it's only year two. There's so much room to grow, and going to year three with players getting their first second seasons in the NSL under their belt, I think that's what's more important
next season. All right, we are out. Volemos.
5, 3, 4.